So let's return now to Dubai Sports World at Dubai Trade Centre and some of our Fighting Fit team, Dubai Today's Fighting Fit team, that's Simon, Catherine, Gillian and Kate, trying their hand, turning their hand to some cardio tennis. So I'll walk around with you, Sergio, as you're picking up the ball. So they're getting near the end of the session.
Yep.
So what have they worked through?
They've done a lot of cardio.
They said they were trying to hit me earlier. Yeah.
They did some squat work with the chairs we did as well. But today was just to really get them going, more cardio. But we can also do a lot of squats. We do some arm exercises as well. We cover a range of different exercises in the whole cardio program. But again, at the end of the day, it's really trying to get your heart rate up with this.
And get the kilos off, yeah?
Get the kilos off.
So with these guys, this is their first session. They're going to follow through with the cardio tennis program over the next few weeks. So what would you like to be seeing them doing in the development over the next few weeks?
Well, I think the way we're going to tailor this program is we're going to get a little bit of technical work on them, which I think they would appreciate, and also see them to be able to last longer and keep the ball in play as they're getting tired. Because you could see at the end there, you know, they started just smacking the balls around and not really worrying about if the ball was going in or not. So by the end of the hour, in a few weeks, hopefully we can get them to really concentrate on keeping the ball in play.
They're a nice group, for the tennis cardio. Obviously the Fighting Fit team, there's eight, but we've got four here tonight. And we've got spanning two generations, so it's spanning 20 years of age here, from the 30s up to the late 40s.
I think it's great. Look, cardio tennis can be open to kids, to anyone, you know, whatever age, and whatever fitness, and that's the beauty of it, because tennis can be quite complicated at times, but with the introduction of cardio, anyone can come out and play. We set them up with rackets. The only thing you've got to really make sure is you've got the right shoes, really good shoes to run in, and that you're not going to hurt yourself in, and we control everything else. And especially here at the World Trade Center with air conditioning, you can't get any better than this, really.
I know, it's fantastic. And the nets and the whole setup. And I see we're branded up nicely with Puma, so they're helping you as well. It's
great. I think Puma is one of the brands for the WTC. They're not necessarily ours, but yes, so anyone that can come down here and just play sports and get active, and that's the whole thing. And I think it's great. And I know it's an initiative of the UAE to try to cut down diabetes and obesity. And it's fantastic. You know, it's a great initiative by the government, and we need to keep going. And companies like ours, 360, really need to get behind this and get people active.
Well, you're doing a great job. So they're into the last minutes of their session today.
We're just going to do a nice warm down game, make it a little bit more fun at the end. So hopefully they go home happy.
We'll find out. Thank you. So Trent, that was a really good session. We've got all the gen there from Sergio on the technique and what's happening here. But for people that want to come down and get involved with Tennis 360, how can they do that?
Probably best to log on to our website, www.tennis360.com, or you can contact us on an email, info@tennis360.com, and give us a call or send us an email, and we'll happily look after you.
And you've got a range, not only tennis cardio, but, you know, one-on-one coaching for serious tennis. And you've got some championships, you've got some tournaments.
Yeah, we've got camps going on at the moment for the juniors. And we're also looking at doing a Battle of the Nations tournament as well, which will be like the Davis Cup. So national pride will certainly go on the line there.
And if people want to come and do cardio tennis every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. Every Wednesday morning down here at 9 o'clock at Dubai Sports World at the World Trade Centre. So come on down.
Fantastic. Well, let's get you into your warm down now, cool down.
Can't wait.
Were you aiming at me with that ball then? When you
I was. In fact, I'm quite disappointed I missed. We all had 100 dirham bet, and it looked like I was going home with the money.
We're going to get our own back on Susanna for the last thing we do. So how was that, guys? You just about to do your cool down. So how are you feeling?
Great, great. It was really good fun.
Really good. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For you, Kate, who you know you're doing a lot of exercise at the moment, how does that compare?
Really good, actually, because you're not concentrating on the fact that you might die in the next 5 minutes. You're actually concentrating on trying to hit the ball. So,
yeah. So what is it you're doing? What other exercise are you doing?
Just intense training, four nights a week? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's just nice to mix it in with something like this as well. The training courses that we do are quite different, but yeah. It's good.
Well, we're hoping to sort of take you out of your comfort zone a little bit and give you something different to do.
Yeah, definitely. My trainer and all the guys I train with want to know what this is like as well, so I'm going to tell them all to avoid when I go.
Well, expect to read about it online as well, so you're going to blog about it. You've also, for some of you, you've started your Health Trends diet plan. So first day, how's that going?
Really good, actually. I was quite surprised at how nice the meals are. I know that sounds bad, but they're, you know, when you think of healthy, you don't think that it tastes that great, but actually they're really good. And I'm eating more than I normally do, but it's all about portion size and what you're eating, isn't it?
So, yeah, and the time of the day.
Yeah.
What about you, Catherine?
Yeah, I didn't do it because I was like, after a week, I'll be cut off. Or, you know, then I'll have to take care of myself. So I decided to try and look after myself from the beginning.
No, good for you. Good for you. Because I know you're already kind of following a bit of a diet, haven't you?
I was doing the kind of Ducan. So I was already kind of low carbs.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's similar. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, good stuff. We heard from you today, Simon, about, so we're okay and you're not doing it, so that's fine. So, guys, right, I'll let you cool down then with Sergio and look forward to reading the blog and online and about how you feel tomorrow after you've done this exercise today.
Like before.
Thank you. Well done to the guys, and they continue. It's not only cardio tennis, but they've been spinning and they've been doing combat fitness. And I was just reading Simon's blog online about his combat fitness experience, and just to give you a little taster, another day, another gym session. This time it's combat fitness with down at Dubai Sports Center, and it's always easier to work out with company, and there are 8 people along for this for the class. It's held twice a week at 6 o'clock at the sports facilities. And he says that he goes on to say that this is an hour of mixed boxing and martial arts, drills, high intensity, high cardio stuff, but all enjoyable. Every time you think the hour is up, there's another set of drills and exercises, and eventually it all culminates in aptly named suicide runs. And his blog goes on, so check out all of their blogs, the Dubai Today Fighting Fit team on dubaieye1038.com. Now, as we're talking sport, we've got the Olympics happening 27th of July in London. We've got a bit of a review there, a bit of a prophecy possibly of who to look out for and who to watch at the Olympics.
Where to start is the truth. We have some really promising talent for the Olympics, some great stories as well. There's a fantastic rising star called Adam Jamili, who's a young 18-year-old British guy. He is a 100-meter sprinter. He's just set his personal best of 10.05 seconds, and he actually won the 100-meter gold at the World Junior Championships. He's also equal 6th on the all-time world list for the under-28 group.
Wow.
So we've got a really promising star there for the track. I think our best chance of a gold medal on the track, though, is with Mo Farah, 29-year-old. He will be competing in the 5,000 metres and 10,000 metre events.
Wow.
That's a long way.
Yeah, it is a long way.
That's 10K. he actually took the silver and gold, respectively, at the World Championships last year. He's had really great form throughout 2012 so far. There are some threats from some very strong Ethiopian and Kenyan athletes, and also his younger brother.
Oh, that's interesting. Makes for an interesting dinner with the family, doesn't it?
Yeah.
See how that goes. Good stuff. Thanks for that, George. Stay with us as we move into the next part of the show. And we're going to be catching up with Lovely of Health Trends to find out how the team have done, having just completed their first week on the diet and nutrition with Health Trends.